It is now the last week of shooting, and we are in Las Vegas at the Stardust Casino shooting interiors. As it happened, there was a schedule change, and the scene I was shooting that night took place in the same location, the floor of the casino, as Jim's last scene of the whole film. As is much the case for every movie, I was called in much earlier than needed. I'd already gone through the works, hair and makeup, and was in a costume, which was a suit, and just waiting around with nothing to do but pick at craft services. I decided in the downtime to play some blackjack while I was waiting for my scene to be up. I sat at a blackjack table across from where we were shooting, but at a perfect vantage point to be able to see what was going on and when they would be finished and I'd be needed. Keep in mind that I'd barely been on TV before, so no one, certainly not this group of middle-aged and seniors from Oklahoma or wherever they were from, would ever recognize me, let alone assume I had some affiliation with the movie. I sat there playing silently, immensely enjoying everyone's speculations as to what the movie was about. The most ridiculous ideas based solely on watching from afar, where you couldn't hear anything, some people walking, then standing still for a moment talking, and then walking away. I think it's about a guy who works at a casino. Jim Belushi's the star of it. Not quite. Anyway, after about 10 minutes of this, the dealer, a woman in her early 30s or so, says to the table, "Oh, I'm going to try and get an autograph from him," meaning Jim Belushi. "I have an 8-year-old son who's very sick, and he's a huge Jim Belushi fan." Now, this is the one part you might have some legitimacy issues with. What 8-year-old is a huge Jim Belushi fan, you might say, but I swear to you that is what she said. It was at this point that I spoke up and told her that I was working on the movie and that I would get her the autograph. She told me her son's name was Michael and how grateful she was. No problem. I cashed in, walked over, and stood to the side waiting for them to wrap the scene. After about 10 minutes or so, "Cut, and that is a picture wrap for Jim Belushi." The crew dutifully clapped, as is the custom. I waited for this to die down, and as he started to walk away, I approached him. Once again, keep in mind, we've never met. "Excuse me, Mr. Belushi?"
"Yeah?"
Do you see that woman over there?" I pointed across to the blackjack table. "Well, she's got an 8-year-old son who's sick, and he's a huge fan of yours, and she was..." Jim cut me off, curtly, saying, "Jesus, I thought you were going to get me a blowjob." The next 3 seconds are difficult to describe. I got very angry, but tried to give him the benefit of the doubt, but no, there's no way he misunderstood me, or I him. I could feel the blood in my face and my heart racing a bit. I took a big breath, and then with a measured tone and over-enunciation repeated myself, "No, she has a sick son who..." Jim cut me off again, this time angrier and even more dismissively with, "Jesus Christ, you're worse than my second wife," and walked away. I stood there, a little shocked, but that's perhaps not the best word to describe what I was feeling. Anger, incredulity, disgust, those are better words. And I knew that I was going to have to go back over to the mom and tell her that I couldn't get the autograph. And the mom was way more gracious than she should have been. So there it is, a real true life tale of Hollywood assholeness. I still get riled up when I tell the story. I shake my head anew in disbelief at how vile he acted. I didn't see him again until the 2005 Emmys when he came out to present an award. I shouted the Belushi as loud as I could twice, hoping it would get picked up on air. It did not, but my friends nearby had a gentle yet cautious laugh. So, from this precious moment in time forward, enjoy some faithfully reproduced Cigar Corner columns culled from the back pages of Cigars magazine with the edifying backstory in mind. Now, you'd have to be either retarded or the lawyer for this publisher to even ask if any of these are true, but in the spirit of being fair to retarded people who are reading this book and or lawyers, the following are not true. I repeat, none of these things really happened that I'm aware of. Anyway, here's the first Cigar Corner.